usually when I take a day off from doing anything, just sleep and rest and think, it's like a day of rejuvenation and renewal and new insights and new concepts. And people show up on this, you know, when I see a lot of people show up on the scene making comments, it's like, okay, God is trying to teach me something through these people, you know. There might go 5 days, 10 days, nobody comments. And then one day a lot of people comment. It's like, okay, what is God trying to tell me through these people, you know? What is he trying to teach me or show me or reveal, you know? I mean, you know, when certain phone calls come in, certain people comment, it's like, okay, the Spirit of God has to be moving, because it's just not, there's no other explanation, you know. I had a phone call last night, and what was it that she said that just pretty much catapulted me into a deeper understanding about all this stuff? Oh, yeah, okay, so I can't remember exact words, and I probably wouldn't repeat them anyway. But what she was saying was, during the process of learning new insights, it kind of makes you kind of crazy in a way. And I'm throwing my own understanding in here too. Might not be interpreting what she said exactly right, but the gist of it is this: when God starts pulling you out of Babylon and showing you some deep truths out of the culture program, you think you're going crazy at first. You know you're not, but you know that nobody's going to believe you when you start to see stuff or understand deeper stuff that only God could reveal. And so you start to share your experience and people attack you. And you know you don't have it all. You know you don't have it all down pat yet, because you're a piece. Nobody knows it all except for God. But he does teach us source code truth, which does lead you to know it all. In other words, we have the mind of Christ. But when I say know it all, he's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness down here. There's going to be a whole lot more that we learn when we get our new bodies and get to heaven. But it's all going to be the same truth, that it's all about Christ. But we're going to learn more about our thoughts, our emotions, consciousness, whatever, and this 3D realm and 5D, 7D, 9D. We know it's all in Christ. We know all the mysteries are hid in Christ. And as he reveals more truth, and as he's showing you stuff, see, we're coming to the end of the age, right? So he's picking people out and showing them some deep truth. And some people, if he showed it to them, they would go crazy or jump off a bridge. But some people he shows it to, and he knows they're able to handle it. It's rough, because you're going to be attacked. You're going to be persecuted. You're going to be laughed at, lied about. They'll do fake pages, fake images, fake everything about you, because you're speaking from the spirit realm. Deep truth that's beyond their understanding. So the Wile E. Coyotes, which is the flesh mind, have to persecute the Roadrunner, which is the spirit mind, walking the way, Roadrunner, the way. The issue, the spirit flow in you is the issue, and it's the discourse out of your mouth, the gospel. So you're preaching the word, but you're also able to see deeper truth that the average, even the preachers, can't even see. So when you talk to a preacher with some of these deeper things that God is revealing, at first, you know, you introduce certain topics, and it gets really attacked, you know, like walking in the spirit. When God revealed to me what walking in the spirit was, and I started teaching it, I got attacked. But now, the very people who attack me, they're saying what I said, you know, because I was able to explain it in a deeper, better way. And so that's how it is with every new revelation. When God is revealing something deeper than common knowledge, you speak it, you get attacked, you learn how to speak it more fluently. You learn how to express it more fluently, or express it in more detail. And notice I said the word detail, follow after. So God is leading you into new knowledge, new revelation, and you're not going to have it all right the first time. And this is why people attack you, because you're learning as God is teaching you and you're teaching others, you're learning at the same time, and they're speaking stuff, you're learning from each other. So this is the problem that I see with not just her and me and other people, but this is the problem I see worldwide. When there's a new revelation, whether it's inventions, whether it's technology, whether it's electric cars, whether it's hydrogen, no matter what it is, the whole world resists anything that's new, a new revelation. I'll give an example. She and I talked about something about 3 years ago about the exit lights. They all used to have red. Now they've got these emergency lights that instead of a red button, they've got green buttons. And when she told me, she said, I see it in the exit signs, being green exit sign. I didn't know what she meant at first. Now I do. So there's two. So what's happening is we're coming to the end of the age, right? And so how do we get to be one in Christ by the blood? How does the world system want to be one? See, this is why the Democrats hate the Republicans, because the Democrats want oneness with everybody. But most of the Christians that vote Republican, they realize that you can't be one with the goats. And so the red is the blood covering, and you can be one with another Christian because you're covered by the blood, one in spirit, right? But the reptilians, they want to be one with us, but they want the green, the go green crowd. They don't want the blood of Jesus because they can't admit their sin, but they want to be one with you without going through Jesus. And that's a disaster. That's a disaster. We can't be one with them down here. We cannot be one with the unsaved. We cannot think like them. They can't think like us. We're two separate. It's the sheep and the goat. So the Democrats, at their root, the reason they hate the Republicans so much, especially somebody like Trump and all, is because they say, you're causing division. And the Bible tells you that the whole world will say, kill the Christians, because they're the ones causing the division. We're not ecumenical in our mind, see? See, the whole world is an ecumenical movement. We're not. So the exit signs and the emergency signs, now instead of a red button, they're putting a green button. Why? It's the ecumenical movement of the reptilian age of Aquarius shapeshifters trying to be one with everybody. And you cannot be one with the devil. You understand what I'm saying? And so the code is hidden in plain view. The electric cars. See, oil goes back to the Holy Spirit. Electric cars go back to the elect. Oil and electricity are not, you can have both. And see, they think, well, if they do electric, oil's gone. No, you can have both. See, this is where they get confused. Because they're, even though they claim to be unity and oneness, they still cause division. The very thing that they fight against, they are. You can still have oil and electricity at the same time. You can still have both. You can have solar, you can have hot, you can have all of it. It all works together as a big puzzle. But see, they don't like that because it's all about their pocketbook, their wallet, their money flow. But if they adapt their business model, they could benefit with everybody else, but they don't want to because they're so set in their ways. And so that's what's happening. It's an oxymoron on so many levels, I don't even have time to even talk about it. But the Democrats are the go green, and that's why you see green exit lights and green emergency. There's a little button on all the exit lights and a little button on all the emergency lights to test it, you know. And it always, in the past, was red, and it started shifting about 10 years ago or 5 or whatever, 7. It all started shifting to the green buttons. And so it took me a while to figure out what she said, because she's a genius, I think. It comes down to this. we're in the last days, and they're trying to bring in the ecumenical. They're trying to be in the last days. The deception will be so deep that, if possible, even the elect would be deceived. And that's why I asked God what was going on. And when he said it's right in front of you, I had to speak it out. Even though people hate what I'm saying about the code, even though people don't understand it, people are starting to wake up to it. It's going to take about 10 more years probably before people, but there's a lot of people now, they didn't know what etymology was before. They didn't know what that was, but it's important, because etymology takes you back to source, the source of the word, and Jesus is the word. So when you take the word and break it down to parts and see the source code, then you're going back to source code thinking, so you know all things in Christ. And so you start to see that everything's the same at the source, which is in Christ. And so everything unfurls out or unfolds out from Christ. It's like a spiral coming out from Christ. And so you eat and drink of Christ in everything that you do, whether it's food, whether it's a job, whether it's eating, sleeping, drinking, clothes, whatever you're doing in life, art, science, math, doctors, lawyer, whatever you're doing, it's a spiral out from the Lamb slain before the foundation world. Art, music, anything, TVs, dramas, whatever. And so that up and down sine wave is encoded everywhere, because it's based on the cross, the blood of his cross. And so as you speak more truth out into the matrix, or whatever you want to call it, the machine tries to shut you down, and it will defame you, lie about you. I mean, the machine is out to kill you. But as long as God, and I'm talking about the machine of the Jesuit Freemason, the machine of the devil, which is a gaslighting machine. So when you start speaking truth out there, the machine, the boxes, the denominations, the people in a box, they have got to shut you down, because you're escaping the cube, and you're showing people how to get out of the cube, and they're not going to make money off of you if you're still in the cube, you see? They create a cube box, just like the narcissist, Jezebel. They create this little cube box, and if you escape it, if you leave them behind, they don't want to rise up and run to Jesus. They want to keep you from rising up. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is the game. This is the system that we're in. It's a machine. And when you break free, just like China and North Korea, when people break free from the machine, what do? They get more law, more rules, more. It's just like the Pharaoh. They make it harder. And the funny part is, the sad for them, funny for us, is we get stronger. We get more determined to get more free, and the Holy Spirit gives us the power. And that's when they steal your inventions and your ideas and your art and your music and all for money. They'll come to my channel, and everything that I say, they'll repeat, and it's all for them to get the glory, but they'll never acknowledge that they learned it from me, you know. And, you know, that's fine. I'm not here to get recognition. If I was here to get recognition, I would do my channel a whole lot different. I'm here to spread the truth out, and I know as soon as I speak it into the matrix, it reverberates everywhere, whether people see it or not at the present time. But it's going to spread. Even the anti-system who tries to shut me down and mock me, the very fact that they're mocking me, they're spreading it, because people come to my channel and say, why is he causing so much trouble? And then when they listen, some of them get saved. Some of them see the truth. Some of them realize that the ones mocking me, they were just jealous. They were just trying to shut down the truth. They're part of the world. They're part of the system. Like old Zeph Daniel said in one of his podcasts, he said, those who run the system are the ones more in the box than anybody. That's the reason they run it, because they can't see it. Those are the ones who are more in a box than anybody, the ones running it. A denominational pastor is more of a zombie than his congregation, because he's leading people to hell. Now, he might be preaching faith alone and people getting saved, but then when he takes them back into legalism, some people that aren't saved, they think they're saved because they're keeping some kind of work. So he's taking them to hell even worse by saying faith plus works. He's taking people to hell. And he's up there preaching, thinking he's helping people when he's more in the box than anybody because he's part of it. Long story short, when you or I or somebody out there starts revealing a piece of the whole compilation that Jesus is revealing to the whole world, because your piece of the pie has never been heard before or people don't understand it, then, and God is using you, they're going to attack you because it's something they've never heard or they never thought about. It's outside of the terrestrial plane. It's revelation from the spirit plane, which is extraterrestrial. So they're going to try to kill the extraterrestrial message, which is God. And that's why they killed God. That's why Jesus was sent to the cross. He was extraterrestrial. They put him on the cross. He's not from here. And you can actually see that in the Doctor Who episodes, because Doctor Who is an ET, right? And Doctor Who is always about love, 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 love. And so the Earthlings that are about hate, 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 division, they're always trying to kill Doctor Who. And when he starts, when he, or now it's a she though, but when Doctor Who starts speaking truth to help them get free, then they say, oh. When they finally give up their own weak understanding, when they finally give up and trust Doctor Who, then they get saved. But when they try to figure it out in their own manner, they don't escape the trap that's being set, you know. There's extra, you know, you're not equipped to fight this battle without the Holy Spirit. Tom Cruise told Emily Blunt that in that movie. You're not equipped to fight this war, because this war is extraterrestrial. It's outside of the terrestrial, and you've got to have the Holy Spirit to be equipped. It's too powerful. The devil's too powerful. He's like a machine. He's like a machine. He's like a machine man, but in the spirit machine. It's a spiritual machine, and he's out to kill, steal, and destroy. And it's too powerful for you without the Holy Spirit, without his word. Because every time you get confused in the new revelation, you go back to his word. You say, well, God showed me something, but I don't really understand. So you go back to the word. Oh, okay. Ship, fellowship, body ship, kinship. We're all a ship. The businesses are ships. It's all a ship. Oh, okay. We're avatars of the spirit. Oh, we're ships. The discourse out of our mouth is preaching the gospel. Oh, I get it. We're vessels of praise and honor and glory to God. You see what I'm saying? You can't figure it out without the Spirit, and you can't figure it out without the Bible. But most people try, and they waste their time spinning their wheels for their whole life without, instead of saying, hey, I'm a go green reptilian shapeshifter, and I'm full of sin. I was born in sin, and I need to get saved. Instead of them running to Jesus by faith, like a little child, receive Christ into their heart by faith, they don't do that. And so they stay in that cycle repeat AI program, the flesh mind, and fight their whole life because they don't know what oneness or unity is, because it only comes by the Spirit. And they can cry New Age, Age of Aquarius, and oneness in the whole world all they want, but there's not going to be oneness. Even when Jesus rules for 1,000 years, he rules with a rod of iron, and the nations that don't bring honor and glory to him, they don't get any rain on their land. They get judged. And so they don't like judgment. We want to change marriage. We want to kill babies. They don't want us to judge them. When you say it's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. The baby's alive, you're killed. That's murder. Abortion is murder. They say, you're judging me. You're judging me. No, we're telling you what the Bible says. We're not judging you. We're telling you what reality is. We don't really care what you do, but we want you to get saved. It's none of our business really what you do, because you're eventually going to destroy your own self if you keep those paths, because it's just, you can't go against nature, you can't go against the universe and survive. Your mind is going to crack. You're going to go off the deep end. Anyway, long story short, this whole compilation, God is revealing the whole truth through His elect saints, and you're going to be attacked because you're revealing stuff that's outside the norm, and the norm is really not norm. The norm is mediocrity. And so when the Holy Spirit shows up, it's high above the mediocrity. The mediocre is not the Holy Spirit. He's way high above the media. The average person is worldly wisdom, but God's not going to let you stay in worldly wisdom if you're saved. That's just the way it is.